Hello and welcome back to Couch Surfing with Koi, the traveling podcast where the guests are whoever lets me sleep on their couch. And in today's episode, I'm joined by Average Harry. Or I guess he's joined by me since I'm sleeping on his couch. But I'm with Average Harry. Harry is a streamer and YouTuber and good friend of mine that is completely unhinged and hilarious, which I think you'll be able to gather from this episode. We talk about the time he blew up as a kid for crying on a live stream. We talk about the time he almost got sued by Dan and Phil, and so much more that I think you're gonna love. I think this is a really fun episode, so I hope you enjoy. Well, Average Harry.
Yeah.
Welcome to the pod.
Thank you for having me on, Koi.
Thanks for having me on your couch.
Yes.
Especially on such a day as today.
You've been on this couch before.
I have.
This is Tom's
couch.
It's a different house, but it's the same.
It's one of the best couches out of the couches that I've slept on.
It's nice as
Yeah.
You can tell that man's got money.
And yeah, and I had crumbs from last time that I could, like, in between the cushions that I could revisit.
You left there.
Yeah. Some of my favorite snacks. I don't know if you noticed any bugs.
Bugs? Were you considering yourself a bug? Oh, just bugs around the house.
Bugs around the house because of the crumbs that I'm leaving. But yeah. I am the bug coming back to get the crumbs. So technically.
Like, what would you consider yourself? Like a cricket? I see you. What is it called? A cicad?
Cicada. Sick ad.
We don't have them here. I don't know what they're called.
Wait, those are great. Do you know about, like, brooding season? Is that what it's called?
No, we have flying ant season here.
Oh, that's like...
Well, no, we have flying ant day. Where...
One day?
No, it's a real thing.
Wait, how do they know it's like the day?
Because the ants fucking flying. You go, fuck's sake, it's flying ants day. Like, dude, I'm serious. It's like the worst day in England where ants decide to fly and then they don't. I think they must like develop the wings and then they must have like a short lifespan. There is one day where ants fly.
Or maybe it's like those moments where, like, your dreams finally come true and you're like, well now what?
Maybe they can finally go to France. They spend one day here learning how to fly, then they take the trip across the channel.
I like to imagine that they've spent all this time trying to learn how to fly, and then they get there and it's kind of underwhelming, and then they're like, all right, until next flying ant day.
Paris syndrome. The two main people that get Paris syndrome are the Japanese and flying ants. Flying ants have their own suicide hotline for people with Paris syndrome.
Oh, well, they have flying ant day. That's crazy that you have like a national holiday for these flying ants.
Well, no, we don't. We don't.
It's a national holiday.
It is not a national holiday.
That's British people are crazy. You guys have a national holiday for flying ants.
Nobody knows what day it's going to be. We just leave the house
every
one day.
Year on the same day.
No, that's the opposite of what I'm saying. We leave the house and we go, oh my God, it's flying ant, they're flying today.
That's fascinating.
That's a real thing. You don't believe me, do you?
No, I believe you. Yeah. I believe you. And I'll put it on my calendar for this year.
No, because no one knows.
Okay, so let's move on.
Okay.
So yesterday you were bartending.
Oh my God, I was.
Serving alcohol to fans as you usually spend your weekends.
Yeah.
Yeah. How was that?
It was great.
Well, for context, it was for
a stream. There's a bar, everyone in Brighton, like we all usually go to, called Bootlegger.
Mm-hmm.
Expensive as hell.
Yeah.
But it's like, we go there so often. Toby was like, hey, would you let me, Harry and Lexi just like work there on stream for a night? And they were like, yeah. And then a bunch of viewers came. We made all the drinks. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was, but it was just like having a job. I was streaming, which is my job. And I had two jobs.
Yeah.
Like, I get single mothers. Like it's hard, bro. It's really hard.
And you were like, serving your, all the teenagers. Well, not
okay,
teenagers.
No.
They're all adults.
Yeah.
I forget that like, it is weird that we've been doing this for long enough where like our viewers are like adults.
Yeah.
But also maybe yours.
No,
been your age demographic?
Like 16 to 17, I think.
Okay.
I would guess. But there were plenty of Average Harry viewers at the bar.
Yeah.
It's really jarring seeing them in real life.
Because
it's like, you're not a name anymore.
Yeah, when you have like a Twitch chatter that's like always always there. And then they come up to you and they say your username. I get starstruck.
Dude, I had someone had that name printed out on the chain. They had that Twitch name. They were like, guess who I am? And I went, who? And they pulled out this chain and said Tequila Bumshot. I went, oh my God, it's Tequila Bumshot from my chat.
That's such one of your viewers as well.
It's like, it was crazy.
Wow. Wow. Well, I went there. I made a brief appearance. And you did. I was offered what was described to me as a mystery shot.
Oh my God. Well, I don't know why you would do that. Tell them.
Yeah. So they were like, oh, it's like all the leftover liquor that we've spilled from the night. And I was like, oh, like that's funny. And like the owner of the bar is like, yeah, you should take it. And the owner of the bar, James Bootlegger, if he tells me to do something.
James Bootlegger.
If he tells me to do something, I'm going to do it. I've killed three men for him so far.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And one woman. Well, cut the part about the woman. Yeah. I feel like
women don't die, famously. They can't. I've never met a woman that's died.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wonder what my grandma was.
Non-binary?
Yeah.
Your grandma was serving non-binary tea.
I think she came out. I think they came out as non-binary, instantly died.
Yeah. Because non-binary people can die.
Because they were actually like hundreds of years old. It was like.
It's like a Nosferatu thing. Yeah. It was okay, Lily Rose Depp.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, it's all the alcohol. Behind the
you knew it was poured off the drip mat.
I didn't know it was poured off the drip mat. I thought that this was because it was being offered to me. I thought that this was something that was behind the bar. I didn't realize that it was like the thing that everyone grabs their drink off of. That everyone, every sticky little viewer of mine,
yeah,
was like, no offense to them, but you know, like
they were sticky.
But was like grabbing it, and so now I'm like thinking back to the taste and the texture. And I'm like, what? Why was it grainy?
Oh,
like it was a little bit.
Oh, that would have been the salt from tequila shots.
Mm. Yeah, so that was really bad. And I got to watch back the clip of them pouring all of the excess liquid off the bar mat into the shot glasses. And I'm really sad that I'm disappointed in myself, but I'm really disappointed in the people who encouraged me.
You probably have something now. Probably have like cancer or some shit from drinking that.
Yeah.
You have like gonorrhea, like a new strand. You are patient zero.
Can you
zero
get gonorrhea a second time?
A second time? Yeah, I'm on my third run.
Really? Yeah, I've got double gonorrhea now.
Yeah, but it cancels that. It's double negative.
Let's go. Long gonorrhea.
Yeah. It's like long COVID. No, Bootlegger was really fun.
Yeah.
I was disappointed in my viewers.
Why?
Because a lot of my content online revolves around drinking.
Okay.
Fireball Friday.
Yeah.
I do a lot of drinking streams.
Weekly interview show that I've been on.
Yeah.
Where you just drink Fireball.
And interview people. But I'm like, I was disappointed because I have so much alcohol-based content and none of my viewers could handle their fucking drink.
Wow.
None of them. They were a mess. It was shameful. And then I felt horrible when these people in my community come up and go, this is my username, and everyone in chat knows them. Then an hour later, they're like on the floor, pass out. And I'm like, dude, they're going to turn you into an emote, man. You can't be doing this.
Average Harry Updates is gonna catch wind.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, yeah, like, that's insane. Well, at least you know you haven't been that bad of an influence.
Yeah, exactly. Because to handle your drink, so like when you're drinking loads, you kind of need to have a high tolerance.
Yeah.
So I'm glad.
You kind of need to do like a weekly interview show where you drink an entire bottle of Fireball
a week for a year straight.
How's that
going? I'm dying at 50. I'm actually going to die at 50.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
You started streaming quite young. So like you got a head start.
Started age 12. And my first YouTube video I posted, I was 9.
Wow. What were you like... back to school shopping?
It was I wanted to be a story time YouTuber. but
the,
I was 12.
The sevens are really hard to multiply.
But my teacher abused me and I got told to stop talking in class. No, yeah, I wanted to be a storytime YouTuber, but when you're 12, you don't have many stories. Yeah. So I would make them up.
Oh, of course, of course.
And I had this one, I refuse to watch it back. I have an unlisted video called Storytime Beefy Goodness.
Beefy Goodness?
I have no idea what the story is.
That's like a...
I've got no idea, but my parents... All I know is my parents bought me a green screen for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
So, like, I'm going to film everything in front of a green screen. So it just has, like, this background of galaxy, like, really poorly chroma keyed because it wasn't lit and it was creased. And I was telling the story of Beefy Goodness. I have no idea what it
is. You remind me of, what's the pink song that they're all, the, we'll come clean, just give me, and they have the fans.
Oh,
and
there's just like give me a reason.
And there's, like, the little boy and he's, like, dancing with all the, you know what I'm saying? They're all doing the cover. No. Oh, you've got to see that. That's you. That's
Is that
you.
Like during COVID when they're like, imagine all the people.
Very similar.
Gal Gadot shows
Very
up.
Similar to when the celebrities save.
The celebrities ended COVID.
Yeah, when the celebrities ended COVID. Very similar. I can do kind of the entire 2 minutes like of impressions. I don't know if I want to do all of it.
Do you know?
Imagine all the people.
Millie Bobby Brown gets involved. Doesn't
living.
She?
For today. Ooh,
it's my favorite when Ellen shows up.
Yeah. I really like, and no religion too.
You had the crazy eyes when you did that.
Yeah, yeah. That was one of the times where I was like, I kind of like the internet going to shit.
It was awesome. I don't care.
Yeah.
I think the celebrities ending COVID by singing Elton John.
From their multi-million dollar mansions.
Yeah.
Being like, we're stuck here. I'm bored of my water slide.
My heated pool sucks, dude.
Yeah. Well, okay. So you started young. Is it, you went viral for crying on an IRL stream? I don't know this story.
I still have guilt from this.
Okay. Share. Confess.
So I started when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
I'd been streaming for 4 years.
Which... You started a year younger than you should, right?
Yeah, well, spoilers. Okay. God.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, started when I was 12. Been going for like every night for 4 years, for mm-hmm. like 3 hours. Was pulling, I was like finally seeing progress, had about 25 viewers. Then I go on holiday with my family to Greece in 2020. And I'm like, okay, fun. And I'm like, I don't want to take a week off streaming, so I'm going to do a little IRL stream.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sat in the hotel lobby with this stupid fucking shirt on. And these two women come out the elevator and are laughing. And you hear them go, look at that kid. And they're like laughing like crazy. So I was just like socially awkward.
Yeah.
So I was dead silent. I went red. And then someone in chat went, did they just laugh at you? So I put my head in my hands and went, they just laughed at me. And then I thought nothing of it. Woke up the next day, the clip had like 800,000 views overnight. And I was like, and I went live, I had like 400 viewers. I was going up like 1,000, I was going up about 10,000 followers a day on Twitch.
Wow.
Because it blew up, but it first blew up in Poland. Right?
Okay.
So I go live the next day with 400 Polish viewers. There's not an ounce of English in my chat.
Right.
I get one English message which says, your bio says you're bisexual. What does that mean? And I...
Wait, you were 12 and bisexual?
No, I was like 15 at this point. Okay. This is when I got laughed at.
Okay.
And I was like, and it's like, your bio says you're bisexual. What does that mean? And I go, oh, it means I like men and women. And they go, the chat like stops for like 10 seconds. Like no one types. It goes back to being Polish and there's one message which says in English, in Poland, 2/3 of us want to beat up and kill gay people. and then I like drop 200 viewers. And I'm like, okay, maybe the Polish audience isn't for me.
Yeah.
And then it just carried on snowballing this clip of me until the big one was it hit South America. But
it's going worldwide.
A meme page.
And how do they feel about queer people?
They love them.
Okay, that's good.
A Chilean meme page with 3 million followers posted the clip while I was live. I was playing Red Dead Redemption And I went from 100 viewers to like 1,500.
Oh my gosh.
And for like 2 months straight, I had an entirely Spanish chat. And I would like, they can understand me, I can understand them. But every time chat went slow, I'd go, vamos! And they'd go, yes, vamos! And I'm like, apparently Chileans hate Argentinians. Uh-huh. So I'm like, whenever chat, I'd pull up MS Paint, draw the Argentinian flag, and put a big X through it, and then gift me subs. Like, dude, it fucking rocked.
Wow.
And then I was like, okay, I'm going to apply for partner.
Uh-huh.
And it took them 4 months to get back to me.
Which partner is where you...
Partner is when you get verified on Twitch, basically. Yes. But you need like 75 average viewers. I was pulling like 500.
Yeah, yeah.
It took them 4 months to get back to me.
And all it took was like a little bit of racism.
What?
A little bit of racism.
Yeah. Is it? I don't think it's racism to make fun of... Is it?
I mean, was like, pandering. Just a, yeah. Well,
yeah, I don't know. You put that R word on me, Koi. You really put me on the spot.
Sorry, it was the flag and the MS Paint big red X. I feel like it's cartoonish racism for sure.
It's like the shit Walt Disney was doing.
Yeah. It would not. It would no longer be on Disney Plus. But it was okay at the time.
Yeah. Yeah, 5 years ago. No, shout out to Argentinians now, obviously.
Yeah.
I was peer pressured.
Yeah.
And I was like, dope, I'll apply for partner. Took them 4 months. They went, hey, love the application. Just want to say, you said you're 16 in the application, but your Twitch account says you're 17. Can you send us your ID? And I went, yeah, for sure. Here's my ID. And I'm... on stream, it wasn't my own stream. I used to like run like a kind of podcast thing with my friends, and I just got logged out of my account. Oh. And I'm like, let me log back in, permaband. And then I got an email from Twitch staff going, you can make another account though.
Wait, so you had to start all over?
I'd start all over, but it got pretty big. I went on TV in Alabama.
What?
A TV station in Alabama interviewed me
because you got banned. I think I remember this. It being in articles and
it was a big stuff. It was a very big thing. That's how I met Max. The same thing happened to Max.
Really?
That's how we met. Which I thought was very fun. Oh, reverse. Me getting laughed at never happened. They weren't laughing at me.
Really?
Which is why I have guilt from the situation. Because it was two drunk women looking at a photo that on their phone, going, look at that kid.
How did you find this out?
What do you mean, how did I find it out? I was there.
Oh.
Someone in chat said they laughed at you. I pretended. I woke up the next day, it had blown up. And I kept going.
You had pretended.
I pretended.
I thought that you actually... No. Wow.
As I was just like, okay, it'll blow over soon. It'll blow over. Then the guilt started happening when people were coming in going, I'm so sorry this happened. Here's a $50 donation. And I was like, oh, like I'll take it. Yeah, I never did get laughed at. Which was...
But you should. But maybe you should. Maybe you should again.
Should get laughed at.
Yeah.
Low key, I should hire an actor.
I think you're, whether you know it or not, I think you're being laughed at. If that makes you feel any better.
And then I, like 2 years later, I went back. Well, I was at the same resort with my family.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, oh, I'm going to stream in the exact chair. And after 5 minutes, someone came out their room and said, can you fucking be quiet? And I was like, I like pretended to be upset because I was hoping it would blow up again.
Your face didn't get red or anything.
Okay. I know. But yeah, I got banned, which was annoying. That's when my vendetta against Tommy Innit started.
Yeah, well, now you're...
Because you're... Tom also made his account when he was 12.
But he didn't get banned.
They messaged him and said, just delete all clips from before you were 13.
Right.
Because it's because, like, if they get caught having under 13s on their platform, they get a fine. But Tom was bringing enough money.
I was going to say, they do have... some obvious favorites, but I would too if they were making me that much money.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, I've just been talking.
No, you're okay. That's the point of this. Well, now you're living with Tom. You guys just moved in, and how long ago? How long have you been living here?
We moved in on Halloween.
Wow, October, spooky.
October 31st.
Wow, the spoopy.
Spoopy, spoopy, scary, scaly, derp.
Wait, thanks guys so much for watching Couch Surfing. This is a podcast that you can get on all platforms. I just thought that might be turned into a clip.
Me dapping out.
I thought, well, Spoopy and then the TikTok song and then. So you grew up in East Croydon.
Yeah. Well, no.
No?
Technically, okay. Not. Technically, I didn't. I don't have a Croydon postcode. Mm. So there are two. I live like on the border of Croydon.
Okay.
And I was like always there.
On the eastern border of Croydon?
No. No. God. Closer to west.
Oh, but I've just been lied to.
East Croydon is like the station. That was the station, the train station.
Right. Okay.
So I was always there. Yeah, there are two reasons why I always go, I'm from Croydon. Three reasons. One, basically am. Two, nobody knows Wallington. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-mm. Everyone knows Croydon.
I don't know Croydon.
And
but...
three, I didn't want to like dox myself.
Yeah.
Because Wallington's a lot smaller.
Well, what's Croydon like?
Croydon, you know what? It gets such a... I think South London in general gets such a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I love it. Mm-hmm. I love it. It was so... Because it was such a melting pot.
Mm.
This sounds so stupid. And this is like the... I'm going to sound so privileged saying this.
Mm.
Until I was like 14, I couldn't wrap my head around the idea of racism. Because... My entire life, it was like my two best friends, one's Nigerian, one's Jamaican.
Mm-hmm.
I've got another one of my best mates is Indian. I'm like half the people in my school weren't white.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, everyone I know is so diverse. We're all friends. We all get on. And then when I was 14, I went on a trip to Great Yarmouth. And in the whole weekend, I only saw one person, which wasn't white. And I go... Oh my God, okay, I get how these people who don't interact with anyone apart from like old white people can have those views.
Yeah.
And it's like, but like, it's the same. They say Brighton is so diverse. It's gay.
Yeah.
But it's very like white centric. It's not particularly diverse.
I would say that a bunch of gay white people in one area is the opposite of diverse.
Yeah, that's annoying.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So you enjoyed growing up there.
It wasn't, you know, London in general isn't the safest, and it's gotten worse because of knife crime and all of that stuff. But I like it.
Are people really
what
like doing knives?
I'd rather get shot than be stabbed.
Really? Actually?
100%.
Actually, I've had that thought while I'm here because I now have to, like, usually when I'm, like, in a city, I'm like, uh-oh, who's going to shoot me with a gun?
Yeah.
Like, that kind of fun game you play when you're walking. And this time I'm like, if someone stabs me, that I'd just be so pissed off. I'd be, like, it feels so much more personal. It's like, you're not pressing, like, you are making the decision of where to put this. And it's an action and it's going to be intimate.
Yeah.
Like, if you're going to stab me with a knife... I need your socials. I need to know your past partners.
Take me out for dinner first.
I need to know where that knife has been. Seriously. Yeah.
Like you could get AIDS.
Yeah, you could.
If you stabbed someone with AIDS before and didn't wash the knife, you could get AIDS.
Yeah.
Blood.
Yeah.
I don't want to get, but like being stabbed is one of my biggest fears.
Mm. I had a dream once, nightmare actually, where I got stabbed. It was the only time that I had like had a dream where I like physically
Martin
felt
Luther King.
The what?
You said I had a dream.
Martin Luther King. Yeah. Thank you.
Just a little joke.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was a compliment.
Oh.
So I had a dream that I got stabbed in the back, and I think I know what it feels like to be stabbed now. Like no one please test that theory, but I do really have a big fear of stabbing because I'm like, oh, I've been stabbed before and it hurt really bad. It was in a dream. But
yeah.
I do think that my brain kind of somehow knew how to create that feeling.
Yeah. God, that's horrible. Yeah. When people talk about knife crime, like, especially Americans think it's just, like, knives from the kitchen. In London, they have these thing called ZKs, zombie killer knives, they're called.
Oh, do they have the, like, oh my gosh, wait, I'm, like, shaking a little bit. Do they have, like, ridges on them and
yeah.
stuff?
Yeah, so if you get stabbed, like, your guts come out with you. Like if you, and, but they don't, people think, like, knife crime, when it's, like, if you're stabbing someone, you don't just go, oh, that's it, it's... Bang, bang, bang. Like, you're dead.
I thought it was, like, before the doctor gives you a shot, they're like, just going to be a sharp scratch.
Absolutely, yeah,
they wipe it with alcohol.
It's like getting a vaccine.
They're like, relax, wiggle your fingers.
they smack it to find a vein before stabbing you.
Do you think, so a lot of times when, you know, I've grown up in rural areas, and a lot of times I'll hear like a big pop and I'll be like, oh, hope I don't see that on the news tomorrow.
Fireworks.
Yeah. There's that question. And then there's also like, hope I don't see that on the news tomorrow. Are you ever sleeping and then you hear like a swing?
Like, there's a ninja on my roof.
You're like, oh no, I hope someone's just dicing some onions.
Shit, dude. They've got the Yakuza in London now. No, we do have guns here though. They're just, they're quite hard to get a hold of because they have to be smuggled in. And they're quite old. They're like, we get like revolvers and like pistols. We wouldn't get like a machine gun.
Right. Why not?
How the fuck
am I don't get it.
How am I meant to get a machine gun in England? Like, you can probably 3D print it.
So what do you guys, so then without machine guns, what do you guys really do here?
We have Greg's.
Okay, yeah.
Who's Greg?
That was really good. I'm gonna move on.
Was that Segoy?
you have told me something about you in a Dan and Phil book.
Yeah.
So you've had quite the digital footprint since you were a kid. Like, we go back and forth just giving like internet buzzwords and like actual like Dub Smash audios and ASDF movies, and it's really, really bad. I think that we were the same kind of child in very different ways.
Yeah.
But you were in the Dan and Phil fandom.
Heavy. I was heavy in it.
Wow. See, I didn't watch, when I found out that my favorite YouTubers were gay, I'd be like, I would like go to my friends and I'd be like, I think Thomas Sanders might be gay.
All he's doing is Sanders. Trigger warning, middle finger. He's like, I'm like, really?
He's doing Sanders sides.
No.
And I'd be like, I have to stop watching him.
I refuse to believe Dan and Phil were gay.
Really?
My parents would go, they're definitely gay. And I go, no, they're not. But I think it was more, I was just like, I knew it was against their boundaries to like ask about that.
Right.
Because
right.
One time they did like an interview with a newspaper and they were asked and they spoke about how it made them really uncomfortable.
Oh, and you'd never break their boundaries.
But when they wanted to sue me.
Yeah, go on.
So I was very, very big Dan and Phil fan. Mm-hmm. You know, seen them on, I broke down crying in a Toby Carvery. And my parents told me they got me Dan and Phil tickets on tour.
Don't get me started on Toby Carvery, but like, Toby Carvery is like a buffet here where it's just American Thanksgiving every day.
It is. That's
turkey. Cranberry. That's cranberry sauce. That's actually pissed me off
what you've said.
Because it's true.
That's not true.
I went to Toby's Carvery. Everyone was talking it up.
Toby's Carvery.
What is it?
Just the Toby Carvery.
Oh, yeah. And what I said was so ridiculous. Okay, so you were getting sued by Dan and Phil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So my dad is a store manager for a supermarket chain. Mm-hmm. He knew I was a really big fan. The book was coming out, Tabanoff, The Amazing Book Is Not on Fire.
Right.
And he sent me a picture. It was just the first two pages of just Dan and Phil standing there with his head peeking over the top. And I posted it on my Dan and Phil Instagram fan page.
Yeah, of course.
And I went, oh, this is dope. I had 50 followers. It got about 10 likes. I woke up, 10-year-old me woke up to a DM from their manager going, take this down or we'll pursue legal action. I don't think I've ever, that was like age 10, I had my first panic attack.
Wow.
Like, I was terrified.
Dan and Phil notice.
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrifying.
That was my first time. But you think, oh, I was terrified. Imagine how my dad felt. He would have like lost his job. But and then luckily I got to confront them about it.
Oh, yeah, because they were on...
They were on Shut Up, I'm Talking.
Shut Up, I'm Talking, Tom and Jack's podcast.
Yeah.
But how was that?
It was great. I was... the comments were like, Harry played the, because my, they wanted me to come on and be like, I'm so sorry, be like overly apologetic.
Yeah.
And the comments like, Harry played the bit so well. He's like so good at fake shaking. And I'm like, bro, I was shaking.
Yeah, it's Dan and Phil.
I was so scared.
That's like, you're like reliving actual childhood trauma. Like, I that.
I was terrified. I was just so nervous. Because, like, I don't really watch them anymore. Mm-hmm. But they like shaped me for who I am.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I'm talking to them.
That'd be like if I were to go up to Thomas Sanders and let him know that I'm an ally. Yeah.
You go up to Thomas Sanders and you go, story time.
Oh, that's too good. Oh, Thomas Sanders Vine. Sorry, you just like, you sent me to a different world. Wow.
I love them. I love it. I miss Vine.
Imagine a room.
Imagine all the people.
Imagine you're in a hallway. There are a bunch of doors. We've got King Botch, Zach King, Megan McCarthy.
Is that the one with the voice?
Yep. Gabby Hanna, Liza Koshy, Thomas Sanders. One, you can go into a door and it's their Musical.ly account as a world. Which door are you picking?
I was big on Megan McCarthy.
Yeah, I loved Megan McCarthy.
I loved her.
I loved her.
I genuinely loved her.
I really, really loved her, yeah.
Yeah, I was like obsessed with her. I feel like I could queen out with Liza Koshy.
Yeah,
we could queen the fuck out, and Gabby Hanna.
Yeah. Oh my
god.
God,
I wish I could sleep.
Wait, the us two and Liza Koshy and Gabby Hanna.
We'd be derping all over the place.
That
bro.
Would be so much fun. That'd be. Oh, I'd love to make like spend like an hour making a group TikTok.
Yeah.
Being like hearing that like the like ding ding
ding. Ding. Ding.
Over and over. Okay, we'll get it this time.
Yeah. We keep going. No, Liza, that was the wrong face.
Gabby's getting so mad.
Yeah. Then I go, no, Liza, pronounce the spaghetti wrong. You need to pronounce it wrong and then pull the face.
And then the next day, Gabby Hanna's like, I escaped, or I actually made a video with three psychopaths. Story time. The Gabby show.
Wow. God.
So what's it been like? You've got a job with Tom now, right?
Yeah.
How's that been going for
Yeah,
you?
It's great. Well, I write for This Is the Internet,
yeah,
which is very fun. And it's like, I really do enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
And This Is the Internet is like a kind of a internet news
parody.
But like making jokes, yeah, parody.
It's just like
SNL Weekend Update.
Weekend Update, if it was 20 minutes long and about internet drama, which no one cares about.
Yeah.
It was very, it's very fun. It was, I mean, at first we were doing it every 2 weeks and I was kind of the only writer.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like all I would do. And now we've changed it to monthly and I'm like, this is perfect.
Yeah.
Because I just get to like look at, it's made me more aware of the news as well.
Mm.
Well,
yeah,
not...
I was having a conversation with Tom and he'll like know everything. He'll be like, yeah, and something Kai Cenat. Like he's always bringing up like Kai Cenat and iShowSpeed and all the, and I'm like, why are you giving them any of your attention? And
yeah.
Like, how is this happening to your, he was like, oh, I guess this is the internet. Like I have to keep up with these.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When I say I know the news, I know that Aiden Ross has a big announcement planned. I don't know what the fuck's like going on in China or anything, but like,
yeah.
Black Boy Man actually did a stream with Sexy Red.
Oh.
Yeah. And he got a surprise. He got a serious phone call halfway through and had to kick them out.
See, I don't know who those people are or what that means.
You know, Sexy Red. Get it, sexy. Bow, bow, bow.
I seriously don't.
What? You don't know Sexy Red?
No.
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Get it, sexy. I just did that.
Feels like different side of the internet for me.
Wow.
I'm on all TikTok.
Are you coming to the tree?
Yeah. I don't get to straight TikTok, but I get to spicy straight TikTok.
I'm neurospicy.
Yeah. Wait,
working with Tom.
Oh
yeah, it's great because it's like I love Tom.
Yeah,
like yeah, we work together, but he's like my best mate.
Yeah,
like I adore that man.
Mm-hmm.
And it's good. We put boundaries in place to stop us because I'm like, when you're just friends, it's like, okay, this is chill. But when work's involved and like stuff like money's involved, we have very clear boundaries. We don't talk
about. And you live together.
And we live together. So it's like anything work related, we don't talk about past 6 p.m.
Right.
Unless
that's good.
Until I frequently break that rule.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's also like your work isn't like work, you know? It is.
It's
and it feels like it. It's your guys' work, but sometimes it is just fun to bring up.
Yeah.
You know?
I just love bringing shit up.
Yeah. Yeah. How's it been being like writing and not, because you're on camera for like some of the skits and stuff, but like a lot of your writing is being delivered by
Tom. Other people.
Yeah. Yeah. How's it been? Because that's, I mean, I'm assuming that's pretty new for you.
I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, I don't care who says the joke as long as I get paid.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's great as well because I can write things that I don't want to say and then make Jack Manifold say it.
Yeah.
But that backfired when I don't know if you watched the newest episode with, I do this bit where about bringing Walt Disney's cryogenically frozen head back.
Yes.
And it ages badly because Walt Disney's upset that Pixar are now making films about Mexicans.
Right.
And I went, oh, this is funny. I'll make Jack say it. Because I don't want a clip of me going, Mexicans, I hate Mexicans, on the internet forever.
Can we rerun that just then?
and then Jack went to Japan and I was like, oh, fuck, I need to say this now. like, it came back to bite me. I was like, wow. Damn, that's annoying.
I feel like when I've worked on other people's projects or when I've done writing, it's kind of nice to, you kind of take your like self-imposed boundaries and boxes that you usually put your own stuff in, and those are less relevant. You know, like you said, you can kind of like, in your own way, you have this where you're like, you can write a joke that maybe you wouldn't say on the internet. Like, do you find that you have more like, you feel like you have more freedom, or you're like, you're learning more now that it's not just for you?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing was, I had to learn Tom's voice. I had to learn Tom's sense of humor, Tom's voice, what Tom's audience finds funny, which I picked up on really quick.
You guys are very different.
We are very different.
Yeah.
Our sense, we find the same stuff funny.
Yeah.
But like, there's some things Tom loves. Like, Tom's really big into like Bo Burnham.
Yeah.
I don't like Bo Burnham that much. I'm like, I love Inside, but I love it not as a comedy special. I love it as a time capsule of what COVID was.
Yeah, it does feel like that was 2020.
Yeah, like I think the second half of Inside, where it's miserable, is incredibly good.
Yeah.
The first half, where it's like trying to be funny. But I've never found, like, the only kind of musical comedy I enjoy is like Avenue Q, but I think that's just because I like puppets.
I've been recommended Avenue Q over and over.
It's good. I think it, I haven't seen it in a while. I think it, some parts may have aged a bit poorly because it's like edgy 2000s.
Right.
But
of course.
Yeah, I think learning the voice is great. You know what? I am worried deep down that I can't like write for myself anymore because I can only write as like Tom. So I'm like, everyone keeps going, Harry, when are you doing stand up? And I'm like, I don't know what I find funny. Right. I don't know what my jokes are.
Right. Like, I think that's something you'd run into whether you hadn't written for Tom. Because like in the same way that you're finding Tom's voice, I think when you write for yourself, you have to find your own voice.
100%.
You know, when I write for myself, sometimes I'm like, why? I don't speak like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But also it's like weird to go from like, usually when I was typing in a Google Doc for years and years, it was like very academic. And so a lot of times I'm like, furthermore.
Put your hands.
Yeah, yeah.
It insists upon itself.
Like, I'm like, yeah, this is how you transition between two things. And I forget that I'm like writing something that's like,
I reviewed every one-star restaurant.
I reviewed one-star restaurant.
Furthermore, we are going to Applebee's. Like, what?
So you're... You've been working for Tom for how long?
A couple months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that been balancing your own content?
Oh, I mean, I've had no issue.
Yeah.
I've had no issue with it. It's like at first it wasn't necessarily balancing my condo. It was just like balancing everything in general when we were on such a tight schedule. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, I've like been working with him, but I've helped him with other projects and like, just like him going, is this joke funny? And I'm like, yeah, change this. So it's like, I had been used to it. Like I would just like come down to Brighton sometimes. And when he was kind of first kind of getting into stand-up and other stuff, and we'd do that. I think his stand-up's fucking great. I don't have much of a hand in that anymore, but I think his stand-up is excellent.
Yeah. You want to do stand-up yourself, you said?
I'd like to. I would, yeah. I think it's daunting.
I 100% agree. For it's, you. I think I would be daunted if I were you. I feel like I'd be a natural. I'm not scared of it at all. But
really?
I'm just kidding. Absolutely, like, I'm terrified.
Because it's like, especially, you go on stage and go, please laugh, please. You're like a dancing monkey.
Especially, and I don't know, it seems like you've experienced this as well, as people being like, oh, you should do stand-up.
Yeah, I get that.
I'm like, don't say that to me.
Don't say that.
Because then there's the expectation. And it's like, I want 3 years where I can just bomb.
Yeah.
Not 3 years, but, it's probably going to...
3 years where you can bomb. They're not gonna let you back into America if you say that shit.
Oh, shame. I think that bombing is such a big part of it, and since like already having like a platform and like a way of making people laugh, knowing that I can do it, it would be a very new and scary feeling to like go up there. And
it is, it's terrifying, because it's like, boys, that's I basically do it every night, mm-hmm. to 500 people,
yeah.
on stream, because I don't play games or anything on stream. I just kind of talk and people laugh.
Yeah.
But like, there's a difference between a camera and 500 people sat staring at you. I've always said, I was like, if I wanted, and I know this is such an easy way out, which is why I'm not doing it, my first set, I could easily do it at Tom's Comedy Night, Tomedy, mm-hmm. filled with our viewers, and I know I would kill. But then I'd go to an open mic and bomb, and I would kill myself. Yeah. It would shatter my life.
Yeah. I think you gotta find somewhere that like you don't know anyone and no one knows you, so that if you never want to go back to that place ever, you just can.
Yeah, I mean, when I turn 21, I might like take a trip to New York.
Yeah.
And just like go to open mics there.
Yeah, and just bomb.
And just bomb. And then I'll come back here. But no, that's also the issue, is American and British sense of humor is so different.
So different.
So, because Americans aren't funny. No, like in the sense that, like, it's...
No, go on. No, keep going.
No, it is so different.
It is very different. Your guys, I could never... A lot of people, because I love it in the UK so much... a lot of people will be like, why don't you just move here? And it's like, I don't know if I can make a career in comedy here.
Yeah.
Like I think that it would take some learning, and I'd have to like say some words that like
what?
Make me a little sick. I don't know. You guys are always coming up with new ones. I don't like Fanny.
No one says fanny here. Really.
I hear people say fanny.
I think I say it when I'm drunk sometimes. Mm. There's lots of words. There's lots of gross words for vagina over here.
Go on.
Clunge.
That one's so bad.
I love the word clunge. I only use it in a joking manner.
Yeah.
Minge.
Yeah, I've heard minge.
Gash.
Oh my God.
The word gash. Gash is horrible.
Gash is so bad.
It makes it like an open wound.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, there's this word I discovered because when I was in sixth form, which is like ages 16, 17, 18, uh-huh. in school, where they're like, you're in your own uniform, like you're in your own clothes, you can do anything. This girl next to me, good friend of mine, every morning, she'd go, oh, I'm reading. She'd be reading on her phone. So I look over one time. She'd be reading for 2 years straight at 8 a.m. She was reading Smut on her phone. Probably shouldn't have said her name. Oh my God. But
I can believe it.
Yeah. But I reading Smut, and I read a sentence where I leant over, and it was like, his fingers entered her slit. I do not enjoy the word slit as a term for vagina.
Oh.
Slit is horrible.
Yeah, obviously it stuck with you. You do need online reading.
me.
Yeah. Were you ever like into like Wattpad or?
Never. Mm. Not once. I've never been a fan fiction person.
I read, I think, one series ever. And it was like this girl who gets a job as, like a Disney character at Disney World.
Then she gets adopted by One Direction.
And she falls in love with the guy who plays Peter Pan. But then also
the guy who plays Peter, that the twink?
Yeah.
She wouldn't fall in love with like Flynn Rider.
Well, also Kristoff is there too. And there's like a little bit of like, is it going to be her? Is it going to be?
Yeah. Bit of a triangle.
I think it was called like Oh My Disney or something.
That's like that's some shit millennials have on t-shirt.
Yeah, I was about to say they've got it tattooed. Oh My Disney. That's what that one girl sees when she says, "Oh,
what?
We can cut probably." That's what that one girl sees when. Says when she sees the castle at Disney World.
That did not need free takes. Do not cut that. Do not cut that. Wow, that was rough.
I'm glad we got that. It's the like. Do you remember the like? This, hey now.
Hey now.
And she's like crying.
This is what dreams. When you finally walk down Main Street.
Oh my Disney!
I cried when I saw the castle.
Really?
I had a very big Disney. I was such a Disney nerd. I didn't know that term.
I was there.
I was big into Stitch.
Go on.
I had like a Stitch phone. You know, like the big plastic ones. And the ears move.
Yeah.
It actually did not fit in my pocket.
No. And also the phone like is always trying to get out.
Yeah. And I had
and like every photo has like a blue ring around it.
It was one of the silicon ones, and I went to Euro Disney with my cousin when I was deep into my Disney phase.
Mm-hmm.
For like a like I think it was like a but we got like backstage passes, like we could skip every line because it was like her make a wish, and we I cried walking down Main Street, but like the Main Street in Euro Disney kind of sucks. So it's like it didn't. I don't know why I cried.
Maybe you cried because it sucks.
No. And then I met Stitch, and I was
okay, that's huge.
It was dope.
What would your make a wish be?
My make a wish.
Mm-hmm. I've got to think on mine too.
Damn. I wouldn't want like. I'd want to meet someone.
Yeah.
But I'd want to meet like the story of. There's like this Reddit story of these brother and sister. They both had this illness. They both got a make a wish. One wanted to meet Taylor Swift and they got like a 30-second meet and greet. The other one wanted to meet Christopher Nolan and he like went out for dinner with Christopher Nolan. Because so many people just want to meet Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
And all of that.
30 seconds.
It was like literally like one of the paid meet and greets when she used to do them on a tour.
She like didn't even get out of the plane.
It was like, they're like, we'll fly you next to her. Go to the window. She should be in the picture. I'd like to meet someone. Like Jordan Peele, I'd love to meet.
Oh, yeah.
Or like Dan, I love Daniel Kaluuya, he's one of my favorite actors.
Are they going to say Dan and Phil?
No, I've met them. That was okay. My make-a-wish.
Yeah, that's great. I think that.
Or Dave, the rapper Dave.
Mine would be Kermit the Frog. Mine would be the Muppets.
Yeah.
By the way, most dream guest on my podcast, if I could ever make anything with the Muppets at any point in my entire life.
That's fire.
That's the dream.
I'll do that. Because
the fact that Kermit the Frog isn't real to me does make me very sad. And so if I could have an experience that like I can immortalize something that feels real between the two of us,
you know, I'd what die makes happy. Me sad when they're not like filming, he's just like sat. Kermit's like laid down in like a warehouse. I think they've like the new voice of Kermit the Frog isn't doing it right.
Really?
The new voice is like butchered a bit.
I haven't heard it.
It's not great. Mm. It's not.
He's got like a frog in his throat. Guys, check out Couch Surfing on all platforms.
That's a clip.
Okay, so something that I have hated you for.
Yeah.
And this is one of the most recent ones, not one of those.
No, on the old hatings.
No. Because I've kind of gotten over most of those.
Yeah.
I don't even want to talk about it because it really does make me mad and I'll start to cry.
I don't know what you're going to say. I'm really nervous.
The fact that you got to meet Lady Gaga.
Oh my God. I did.
Like, what?
Well, we made eye contact. Right. And I said hi and she nodded.
Like, I'm like, I like almost just got sick. Like, even just that. Even just that.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Did that feel, did she have like an aura about her that you're this is Lady Gaga?
Yeah. She's really small.
Yeah.
She's tiny.
Yeah.
Isn't
she 5 foot? Because her documentary is called something about her height. I don't know. I went on a date with this guy who like picked me up in a truck in North Carolina and he had like cowboy boots. And then like he like we like went to this park where he always goes fishing. Like it was like he was like such like country boy. But then that night he was like, can we put on the Lady Gaga documentary?
Aww, that's sweet.
Right? Actually, I had never seen it. I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah. I didn't know it existed.
Yeah.
Is it a good documentary?
I don't know. I left because I didn't realize he was gay.
Oh, right. Of course.
Until that moment. I didn't watch it.
You went, oh, you like Lady Gaga. You like boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought we were just hanging out. No, it was a good documentary. I remember it being very good.
God, yeah, no, Lady Gaga was awesome. We made eye contact, and I, like, got, like, you know when he bites into the food in Ratatouille and goes back to being a kid?
Yeah.
I got, like, one of those flashbacks, and it was like, put your paws in the air. You know that video? And I was like, holy, I get it, bro.
Wait, you would be that kid on the stage that dances with her.
You in the orange shirt, get up here. Yeah. You know the choreography. Dude, how do I know all of these fucking references?
I saw that. Okay, I saw you showed me the other day a photo of you doing a cannonball off of a off of a high dive. And ever since then, I've known who you were.
Yeah.
You're the kid who does the cannonball.
I'm the cannonball kid.
Yeah. And you eat a popsicle. Like a red popsicle. Like I'm imagining you knowing what kind of kid someone is on like a pool day. I feel like determines a lot. If you have a photo of you doing a cannonball off the high dive.
And then I have like a crisp sandwich.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I try and go in the pool. My mom goes, no, you need to wait 30 minutes after eating to swim.
Mom.
God damn it, Mom. Why are we giving myself headcanons?
It's not a headcanon. It's just your childhood.
No, that's not. Yeah, yeah. Me with my fucking then, swim shirt.
I had a swim shirt too.
I had a swim shirt.
I think that we were just both very embarrassed children.
Yeah. I was so self-conscious.
I was so ashamed of who I was. Yeah. It was great. It made me who I am today.
Exactly.
And I've completely gotten over it.
I'm like halfway there.
Vibe, do you like us?
Chad, do you hate us? I called him Chat.
Chat. No, they don't do that.
They don't. No, unless this is a premiere on YouTube.
It's not. You think we're premiering this?
This one should be premiered.
Okay. Sounds like you're inhaling in between each sip.
Jimmy Carr drinking water.
Imagine. I would have. I don't know why, but I feel like it'd like produce steam. Like him trying to drink water, it'd be like.
Comes out his nose. He's really angry.
Yeah. Well, what were you like in school then? Like, what kind of kid would you say you were? Because this tells a lot. I feel like everyone can be boiled down back to who they were in school.
I was the popular loner. No, I was. I was. Oh God. Just like not a teacher's pet.
Okay.
But I had the teachers thought I had banter.
Yeah.
So. And then
you were like sensitive and like an old soul. Yeah. But like
I used to wear under my jumper, I'd wear suspenders and like loafers and like a flat cap.
You come in and like set your books down and be like traffic.
It's 10 pushing 60. Like I'm like, Yeah, no, I was, it was only in kind of ages 16 to 18, I kind of developed a personality and got friends like that I really, really got on with.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was still, there was one teacher I was very, very close with. Because I used to run, from ages 16 to 18, I used to run the media department at the school.
Mm.
So I would film everything for assemblies and the website. I would edit everything and they would pay me £40 a week. But I would end up doing like 30 hours. And the teachers would email me at like 10 p.m. going, we need an assembly for 8 a.m. tomorrow. And I would do it for some reason.
Because I'm
just terrified of like letting people down.
Yeah. Yeah. And also like you were like the teachers, your friends growing up.
Yeah.
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 We're very similar, Harry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was the same way for my theater department. I was like waiting for the like rainbow spinning wheel on iMovie. Like for like, it would be up there for an hour and I'd be like sat like, this has to be on the projector in 45 minutes. I have to get this export started or else it's not going to happen. I need to share it with my theater director.
Or else, yeah. she'll hate me.
Or she'll hate me.
I won't be a favorite anymore.
What am I going to do without that?
Yeah.
And by the way, it was a good investment because I still get lunch with her.
Aww.
We're still friends.
Yeah, I had the one teacher I liked. We had a falling out. Because she accused me of running a drug trafficking ring.
Oh my gosh, wait.
Which didn't happen.
This is breaking my heart because I'm thinking of when the teacher you like that likes you tells you off for the first time.
Tell me off. Well, no. There were many reasons for the falling out.
Okay.
One, she accused me of a drug trafficking ring.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't happen.
Okay.
The police got involved and stuff. It was a big thing.
Wow.
Two, there was... and I'm sure she's awesome now. Shout out if she's watching. I doubt she is. Two, we had a rapper who I love. Rapper/poet called Loyal Khanna come to the school.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed... they did a whole production.
Mm-hmm.
Who was giving a talk with a bunch of other poets. And they needed a runner for the day. So we have five periods.
Mm-hmm.
Period 1 through 4. They were like, Harry, you can be the runner. Period 5 is when he was giving the talk. Which I wanted to be there for.
Yeah.
They went, no, you can't be here, period 5. You need to go to your lesson. So I went to the headmaster and I went, sir, I do a lot for the school. The one thing I'm asking is you let me go to this period 5. He went, yeah, of course. 100%. It ends. She comes up to me and is like, you're in so much trouble. You went behind my back. And I'm like, I went to your higher ups. I'm like, that didn't happen. I didn't go behind your back. Well, I did. But I'm like, I've done so much work for you. I was barely paid. So I was just like, I didn't really care. And also, I think this is the straw that broke the camel's back. She's really scared of heights. We went on a school trip to Disneyland Paris. And at the top of Tower of Terror, I turned around to her. I went, your seatbelt's undone. And she actually hated me.
Wait,
for
your
it.
Seatbelt's undone? Went, that's what you said?
And as we're about to drop on Tower of Terror, I went, it's loose. And she went, she completely, like, all professionals went out the window. She hated me from that point.
Playful banter.
Playful banter. It was, I thought it was playful. I thought we were friends. I thought we were friends.
You, like, enabling her and her phobia.
Yeah. Like, it was the wrong, I thought it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a funny thing.
It definitely is just like a, yeah.
I think it annoyed her, which I think, you know, that part, that's my bad.
Yeah. Wow.
That's my bad. But yeah, what was the question? What was I like in school?
Yeah, I think I just got that answer.
Yeah, that was me.
Wow. Doing a lot for the school, getting nothing in return, but when you don't, you go and you take it.
Talk.
Wow.
That's wise.
That's bold. I was, my teacher that I really liked let me skip assemblies in her room. Oh. I'd hide in her classroom.
Did you go to her class for like lunch?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. That and the art class. And then, oh my gosh, there was this art teacher that left and we were all so sad about it. We would go to her room for lunch.
Memorial.
Well, we went to it before she left. We would go to her room for lunch. And then we got this new sub she would take clear paper and put it over your art and draw over it how you should draw it. It was the worst way to teach art ever. It was just this like old woman who like
had sold a few paintings of a beach that like, and she like had a studio.
She did a painting of the burnt down pier.
Yeah. Yeah. She like had a studio downtown that like, I don't even know, but we really, really disliked her. And so we would go, we started having lunch in the dark room where they would develop film. And so it'd be like this like red, like dark writing, dark room. And the art teacher gave us her email when she left. She was like, if you guys ever need anything, if you guys ever wanted to see your art. So once a week, we would write her a newsletter while we like ate lunch. And we'd do like, everyone would get a little paragraph and it'd be like letters from the dark room is what we called it. And we'd just like rant about this new teacher and talk about like projects that we were doing and show her our art. And like, yeah, it was so cool.
That's great. It's so lovely when you have a teacher that's like actually cares.
Yeah.
I think.
It really determines how you feel about learning.
It determines how you feel about every. Teachers are so impactful.
Yeah.
Shout out to my Miss White. Shout out to Miss White. I love her.
Yeah. I wish that we could have more teachers and kind of spread out.
Less DJs. We need less DJs. We need less YouTubers, less Twitch streamers, and more teachers and plumbers.
Wow. That's really... That was really brave of you.
Yeah.
I was saying we need more teachers since they're so impactful and we can just kind of spread the pay that they currently have out throughout more of them.
So they get paid less.
Yeah, but there's more of them. So are they really doing less? True. Or so they are doing less, you know?
True. Yeah.
Right. And it's also like...
What?
It's also like teachers shouldn't be getting paid a bunch because it's like, work with someone your own age. Yeah. And then you'll
pay. What are you doing here? Fucking predator.
Not that. I'm just saying you're not even working with full adults, so should you be getting paid like, a full adult wage?
I feel like students should get paid because we're the ones showing up.
We're the ones who have to deal with the teachers all the time.
True.
Speaking of that, oh my gosh, there was this choir teacher in my middle school that was like really tall, and so everyone called her Big Bird.
Naturally.
And eighth graders are ruthless. One day she tripped and fell in front of the class. So they all started laughing at her. They laughed her out of the classroom. She cried. She had to take the day off. Sorry, not a fun story.
How do Americans teach? How do they treat language teachers? Because in British schools, it is, I don't know if it's my school or the schools in my area. Whenever you have a language teacher, and I would not partake in this, it was almost like a fucking speed run to like get them to cry or some shit.
They wait, languages in like a like foreign language.
French, English,
yeah,
Spanish.
Yeah. That's, I would say that's a category that people really love to pick at.
I think we went through like eight in like 4 years at my school. Because one got a dictionary thrown at him, like to the head. It was crazy. But, like, they just couldn't control this one dude. This is going to sound crazy. I have such a vivid memory of this. Thinking about being in that classroom, my brain instantly goes this. There was this dude in my class. He used to think it was hilarious. So I was sat on the left side, right at the back. He was sat on the right side, back, right at the back. There was only one seat at the back on each side. And he used to go, Harry. And we always had French after PE. And if you had it, you wouldn't have time to change. So then you'd change at lunch. So we wouldn't have PE kits. Mm-hmm. And because he's wearing shorts, you think it was really funny to get his dick out and show me at the back of the classroom.
Oh my God.
And I was just like, what are we doing here, man? Like, it was that was the only lesson I failed. And it also made me so insecure because his dick was so much bigger. It was like the only dick I'd seen of someone my age before. And I'm like, is mine meant to look like that, dude? I was like French, like, ruined me as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. No, the language classes were always ruthless. I've told a few. I did a little bit of... I've told a story or two already on this podcast about me messing with my Spanish teacher in eighth grade. She used to hate teaching while they would do yard work outside.
Yeah.
And I sat on the windowsill. Like, I sat and I would sit up on the windowsill. And so she would, like, always leave us to work on our own if they would, like, do yard work. And so I would just play lawnmower noises out of my MacBook.
That's incredible. Yeah.
And then one kid bought the exact remote for her projector. She'd turn it on. Wait, you did that?
I didn't buy it. One of my friends just took it from another classroom. Oh. I would have it under the table and would just keep turning off the projector.
She like called in a like tech maintenance to like replace the bulb, and it like it cost a bunch of money. It got really bad. And then also, oh my gosh, wait, okay. This one's a new story. There was this Five Nights at Freddy's Chica figurine.
Okay.
And she hated it. She was terrified of it. But it felt playful because she really liked us, you know. Yeah. They're always the sweetest ever.
They're like usually quite old.
Yeah. It's so awful. It would be sat on her desk and it would freak her out, and she'd be like, "Who put this there?" And then, like, we, like, thought it was a joke, but the more we kept going on, she kept thinking it was, like, some kind of, like, sign. Like, she was genuinely so scared. It was just, like, FNAF Chica figurine.
It was Black Mouse Voodoo.
She actually thought that she was in some, like, horror movie. Like,
that's so good.
Yeah.
The only GCSE I failed was French because I don't know how it worked in America. But COVID hit as I was doing my GCSEs over here. Mm-hmm. So what they did is they gave you predictions of what you were going to get. Mm-hmm. And everything else I did good in, and you need a 4 to pass, I got a 3. Oh. So, and I'm like, but the teacher decided that I got the 3.
Mm.
So I go to results day, look at it. No, every teacher's busy. No one comes up to me, congratulates me, apart from my French teacher. Gives me a big hug and goes, "Congratulations!" And I go, "Miss, I got a 3. She goes, "It's what you deserve." And I'm like, "Damn, okay, way to ruin my vibe there." And we also one last story about we had my drama teacher. Bless her, she was so lovely. But she had a photo on her desk of her dog, and it was the ugliest. Dog. It was like this ratty, like I think it had alopecia or something. It was like this chihuahua with like fucking alopecia.
Yeah.
And whenever she'd leave the room, we had pre-print out photos to replace it with other photos of ugly dogs. We would just like Google ugly dog and like put it in the picture frame instead. And it took her like a week to notice. Each lesson there'd be a different ugly dog.
Wait, that's so good.
Yeah. Anyway.
Anyway, be kind to your teachers. Yeah. They should be paid a lot.
Millions, I say.
Yeah. I feel like they should be paid almost as much as YouTubers.
Bless.
That's why I said almost as much.
Yeah, yeah. Like a lot less.
A lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That should be the only wage gap that exists is between YouTubers and teachers.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So what are your plans for the future? Do you have any kind of idea, or are you just kind of flying by the seat of your pants right now? What are you
plans for the future? Channel 4, please pick up This Is The Internet and turn it into a TV show. Please, 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 please.
Yeah.
No, plans for my future. YouTube.
Yeah.
I don't know what. It'll probably just be slop content for now.
Yeah.
But I'll have too much properly focus on it while Tom and Aaron's away.
Yeah.
I want to have a lovely summer. I've got some festivals planned up.
Fine.
To go to. I don't know. I'm a go with the flow kind of guy. Once an opportunity arises, I go with it. We're making big moves with Fireball Friday.
Yeah.
We're getting a set.
Fun. That's exciting.
Yeah. The set was actually meant to be in about a week's time. Mm. And then I went into the basement and there was a boxing ring there. And we're like, thanks for the heads up, Toby. Thank you.
It's so jarring as well, there being a boxing ring down there. It fills up the entire basement.
I'm like, we have ordered furniture. Where is this going?
Well, that's exciting at least. I mean, going with the flow seems to be working for you.
It's worked out so far.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It got you on couch surfing with Koi.
Which is probably a dream of mine.
You could probably retire.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you?
I want to get to 100 episodes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know 100? I can't even name 100 people.
Not yet.
But I'm like, as long as it takes me to do that, I think that this is just a cool project to like even just have. You know, I like having something that I'm not too concerned about it being. It's nice to be like a looser format and something that feels like really like enriching for my life. You know, I get to just travel and talk to people and have that forever. That and then I want to do stand up of sorts. I think I want to get into try some musical comedy this year and start writing some music and get into that and start getting in front of live audiences again. I'm going on tour with Tom for a few days, so that'll be probably really inspiring for getting back into live.
It's great. Tom's great.
Yeah.
It'll be very fun.
And you can say whatever you want after the camera's off as well, because I know he does pay you.
Yeah.
But
he hits me.
Yeah. And we'll have to cut that. So, I think that is pretty much it. Do you have I have a playlist, a running playlist that everyone gets to add one song to. If you want to look for a song, or if you have one on the top of your...
I can add a song.
Yeah?
Yeah. Oh, wow. This is hard. What's the playlist so far?
So far, it's Couch, we say.
That's good.
I can show you. It's really just random. It's a lot of people's just like favorite song or whatever is on their mind. Just a recommendation.
What do I enjoy? What's on my on repeat? I'm quite fond of... Oh, yeah. I've got the song.
Yeah?
Horns for 2024 by 4AM Crew.
Okay. Well, I'll put it on there. And my song... Well, got to put it on there. High Fashion, Addison Rae. Got to have an Addison Rae song on there.
You've got to. You've got to.
Yeah, it's time. Well, anything you want to shout out, promote?
Fucking follow me, innit?
Yeah.
Love.
Thanks, Harry.
Thanks, Koi.
See you next week on a different couch.
Bye. Should I stop recording?
Yeah. Then we can talk about Tom. Hi, I hope you enjoyed the episode. I think if you loved it, you would also maybe love my Patreon. I'm posting solo episodes on there every other week, as well as exclusive unreleased videos and songs I make and behind the scenes stuff and so much more and so much more. Oh, wait. It's a great way to support the show. It helps me keep on doing this. So thank you all so much for your support. And I'll see you next week on a different couch.